Our assignment for this week was to bring a part of David's sermon that we appreciated. And one thing that Brother David said is that we need to have our focus on being followers of Christ daily instead of just focusing on getting to heaven. And if we just focus on getting to heaven, then it's harder to be consistent in our daily lives.
I like what he said about how sometimes someone will ask him for advice or what's the best decision, and sometimes they'll just tell him, I don't know, or I need to think about it. That's something that I can learn whenever I'm faced with a decision and I don't know the answer. Just give it some time and some patience and walk in the light that I have, and if it's God's will, he can show me the next answer.
One part that stuck out to me was what he was saying about trying to convert someone, like that story about the guy who planted the corn and went and looked at it every single day to see if it was growing, and that stopped it from growing. And you can't force someone to be a Christian. You can encourage them every now and then, but ultimately it's up to them to decide what path to take. And if they don't, you just don't need to get all bent out of shape about that. Just go on.
One part that stuck out to me was how he said that it's good to learn how to just step back and think about a decision you're making, and how you don't need to know the answers right away. He said sometimes, you know, he doesn't know the answer, and he just waits, and eventually, you know, just by being patient, the answer will manifest itself. So
yeah, real blessing there. One part that stuck out to me was he was talking about making a decision right in the middle of a storm. And just when everything's, oh, there's a big problem, we got to make a decision, what are we going to do? Just wait and just step back and look at the whole situation and just maybe not make the decision right away. And just wait and just let the Lord kind of work it out, and then it'll be clear. It'll be like, wow, yeah, this is definitely what we want to do. And so that was a real blessing. Wisdom isn't something you can get, you know, right away, you know, oh, I need to make a decision. I need wisdom. It's something you can build over years of time and just eventually just make your decisions wisely.
The part that stuck out to me was how he said that, like, when you're kind of like what Arthur said, and when you think you need to make a decision now, but if you hurry and make a decision now, then you're more likely to make a wrong decision. So you need to wait till the storm passes and then make a better decision. And like Annie also said, that we need to not only ask for wisdom when we need it right now, but just like ask for it in our daily lives, and so not just rely on it when we need it.
One thing that David said last week was that when we learn something new, we shouldn't just go and try to force it to someone, make them listen, but we need to just plant a seed and not go and try to dig it up, keep on digging it up to see if it's grown, because that ruins everything.
Yeah. You can't just go dig up a corn seed just or it won't grow. One thing that stuck out to me in David's sermon was, if you ask for help, people should have the opportunity to say no. And you shouldn't get all mad about it because you just asked for help. One thing Brother David preached about was, the man who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will... and he will give it to him abundantly. James 1:5.